that a bath towel that serves the same purpose as a Turkish towel.
Sure.
They use them on the beach a lot. Yeah.
Women, you know, they go on the beach and they on the beach.
Yeah.
That soaps up a lot,
you know,
they go in the water, they come out,
they
lay on
there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. What do you wash your face with?
Soap and water.
The implant.
Wash rag.
Wash rag. I don't use it.
Yeah, I
don't.
I can't do. I can't wash without that. Honestly.
Yeah.
See, like I just use my hands. I am not
cleaning. I use just my hands, and I think it does as good a job.
Yeah, I don't. I use cotton to clean my face. A lot of people don't use it. What do you wash the dishes with?
Wash rag. Mm-hmm. Or. Well, that's about it. Wash rag.
I'm not taking a name right now.
What'd you got?
Oh, man.
Dish rag, would you call it?
Yeah, a dish rag.
Well, it's like a dish rag, but...
When I ask Joe, he says the amapin.
Mapin is right.
Pronunciation is right.
I think mapin is what you're drawing with.
Oh yeah, he thought that was
right. My penis is an Italian word.
Yeah, they use that for it. After you wash it, you set it in a, you know, then you dry it with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He thought it was the wash rag, the probably yeah. Wash with. It was cute. He had, when I was asking him questions, he'd have a number of Italian words that he would know.
Oh yeah.
For different things. It was cute. It's good to know that. When you're finished eating and the dishes are dirty, then you say, I have to what? The dishes.
Clean the dishes. Wash them, clean them. Well, you'd have to wash them.
Yeah. And then after they're all soapy, you say you have to...
Rinse them off.
What'd you say?
Rinse, oh yeah.
Okay, and when you go to the grocery store, you have all your groceries lined up on the counter. She puts them in a big brown...
bag.
Yeah. And then years ago, if you wanted to buy flour or... various kinds of grains or anything, you might get it in a big sack made out of cloth. What would you call that sack?
Oh, see, what did we call them?
I don't know what she means to the kid. Yeah. Sugar sacks or
bags? Yeah, 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 but I forgot. Well, there was a name for
bags. I can't think of
it. Burlap, would you
burlap
call
burlap bag, yeah.
How about gunny?
Gunny bag, yes. I use that expression.
You know, that's again something the kids don't know. They never heard of burlap, never heard of gunny.
No, because there isn't too many of them around.
The words are going. You might get a huge quantity of beer in a big thing shaped like this.
Keg.
Yeah, would you call it anything else?
Barrel.
And a musical instrument you play in your mouth with by blowing.
Harmonica.
Would you call it
mouth organ.
Mouth organ. Harmonica.
I know because I play them.
Yeah.
You do? Do you still play?
Oh, I haven't played one of, I don't know. I used to play it when my father would sing.
Oh.
I learned to play all the Italian songs and
beautiful.
My father would sing.
Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah, and I know how to play one real well, but I've been smoking and I haven't got
your
the
air.
Yeah.
You run out of gas. It's better to get old.
Well, it's that air pollution, too, you know. I bet you're going to feel real different after you get away from it.
Oh, I suppose probably will.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember when cars first came out?
Well, they were out before I
was
born.
You were. Yeah. I guess the early part of the century.
I can remember, many, many years ago, I remember seeing the electric cars.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had electric cars.
There were very, very few of them, but I did see some of them.
Yeah.
And, then there was the steam, what they call steam loader automobiles, you know.
Uh-huh.
That